Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for December 2012. December sees the shortest day, or the winter solstice, around 11 a.m. on the morning of the 21st. Thereafter the sun starts moving slowly north again and the days start drawing out. The moon wanes or gets smaller from the start of the month until it becomes new on the 13th, and there will be a full moon on the 28th. Now to the planets visible this month. Mercury is a morning object best towards the beginning of the month, in the southeast immediately before sunrise. As always, be very careful if you're using binoculars or telescopes, in case the sun catches you unawares as it rises. Venus will become a very obvious object in the morning. It is the very bright object visible just before sunrise in the east, above and to the left of Mercury. Mars is just visible briefly after sunset, but is not very good to view at all. Jupiter is now a magnificent sight to look at, in the evening, all month. Again, an obvious bright object high in the sky. Binoculars or a tripod will give great views of the four Galilean moons, and possibly some stripes on the planet itself. And we've had some wonderful views of Jupiter over the last month or so at the observatory. Saturn is about in the morning sky around 2 a.m, and will be getting better towards the end of the month. Right, now onto something else to look out for, meteor showers. December has one of the best meteor showers of the year, the Geminids, and these are at their most active on the 12th of December, when you could expect around 100 meteors or shooting stars per hour. Fortunately, the moon is around new at that time, and so there should be much more spectacular display than last year. On Christmas Eve, there is another meteor shower expected, the lesser-known Ursids, and these are less active than the Geminids, but you should expect around 10 meteors per hour. Meteors, or shooting stars, are simply pieces of rock, usually the size of a grain of sand, that race into the Earth's atmosphere and burn up, leaving a bright trail. Some very fast, and others quite slow. To look out for these meteors, find a nice dark location, wrap up warm, and take out a deck chair and settle down and relax and hopefully watch the show. Now on to constellation watching. The star this month is Orion. Most people will recognise this pattern of stars, rising in the southeast at the beginning of the month, rising earlier each day. As you look at Orion, you will see the bright Betelgeuse, or Betelgeuse, at the upper left-hand side, and this is a very large red star that is about to go bang, having reached the end of its current stage of life. Now find Orion's belt, the three stars in the middle. Underneath the belt is a stellar birthing ground, the Great Orion Nebula. You will see a fuzzy area, but with binoculars you will see some stars newly born with gas still around them, and quite an amazing sight. Right now look at the upper right of Orion, and here is Taurus the Bull, the red star Aldebaran, the eye of the bull, and a little further away from Orion, the Pleiades or the Seven Sisters, another of these stellar birthing grounds. You should be able to see around 7 big bright blue new stars, which are only a million years or so old, and with the gas still around them. And this is another eyesight test. How many stars can you see? Now look to the upper left of Orion and you will see two quite bright stars, and these are the twins Castor and Pollux, the brightest stars of Gemini. Incidentally, the Geminid meteors I mentioned earlier will appear to stream from around this point. Finally, look to the bottom of Orion, and better later in the month, and you'll see a very bright star. This is Sirius, the dog star, and this is the brightest star in the night sky. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time, at any date of the year. These are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out next month for January's highlights. Bye for now.